Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Please stay tuned.
حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا
حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا.
Today's topic, the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting.
بشهر فاض نورا وقرآنا مبينا
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue. So speaking about the holy month of Ramadan and of fasting, we find that one of the things which is strengthened in this wondrous and mysteriously divine blessed month is our willpower. Now, it is due to our weak willpower that we face numerous problems. Ask any Muslim regarding sin, and they will surely show disdain for sin. But in spite of this, sins are committed, and this is caused by a lack of strong will. And truly, dear friends, it is impossible to achieve anything without a strong will. Sometimes a person wants to avoid sins, but lacks the willpower to restrain themselves when faced with certain situations. And interestingly, the first necessary requirements in approaching the nearness of Allah and gaining Allah's divine proximity are a strong will and good intentions. Matter of fact, the road to ultimate perfection and salvation cannot be traversed without a strong and resolute will. Fasting is one way to make your self-control stronger. For one whole month, a fasting person avoids pleasures such as eating and drinking, primarily for the sake of Allah. And as a result, one's will is strengthened. God has also ordained a hard kafara, an act of worship to be done to compensate for an unfulfilled obligation. And he has done this kafara to strengthen a person's will. Had it not been for this strictness, many would have instantly broke their fast. One who cannot avoid drinking tea or smoking for merely an hour and avoids it for the entire day for Allah's sake will definitely strengthen his will. This is a great capital that can motivate a person to achieve anything he wants.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين مرحبا بالتائبين مرحبا بالعابدين في صلاة الخاشعين في رحاب الذاكرين. رمضان 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 القانتين.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
The fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of our faith, and all physically fit and mature Muslims are required to fast every day of this month of Ramadan. Fasting is not unique to Islam. It is there in Christianity, in Judaism, even in Hindu and Buddhist tradition. There is this tradition of fasting. One of the important things about the month of Ramadan is the issue of reciting the Holy Quran. Our holy book, it is a book which was revealed to the Prophet in this month of Ramadan. And it has a very close connection with that. You know, Muslims around the world during the evening time, now that it is summertime, so before even the prayers, we have gatherings here where people sit in different circles, adults, young, and children, where they recite the Quran, our holy book. And they recite it in the Arabic language. The amazing thing is that majority of the Muslims do not come from the Arabic background. The largest Muslim country in the world is not in the Middle East. It is in the Far East, Indonesia. But the majority of Muslims around the world, even though they do not understand Arabic, they cannot speak Arabic, but they learn how to read the Holy Quran in the Arabic script. According to what I know, I think this is the only book in the world read by millions who do not understand what they are reading. Of course, translations are available in English and major languages of the world. We have many programs in the month of Ramadan where people study the Quran, go through the commentary of the Quran. So studying the Quran is very important. But to maintain the original language of the Quran is as important for us as studying the Quran itself. And so Muslims around the world learn how to read the Quran in its original language. And another important tradition of the month of fasting is the dua, prayers, where we have special prayers from our Prophet and the Imams from his family, where we recite during different nights. And one of the prayers actually is very relevant to the theme of the social dimension of fasting. But then the major part of the prayer is about others, concern for other people in the society. It's only at the end that we come, only three sentences, where we pray for ourselves. So even these prayers that we have are indirect way of teaching us that we should not only pray for ourselves and think about ourselves, we have to be concerned about the other people in the society.
Allahumma Rabb shahr Ramadan.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue. Now, speaking about persistence and having a strong will, it is said about Mulla Hussein Qulli Hamidani, a great mystic and the teacher of Ayatollah Qadhi, that after a hard effort in journeying towards Allah through mysticism, irfan, he was not able to achieve anything. One day, he saw a bird at the corner of his room attempting to eat a piece of dry bread. After trying perhaps close to 1,000 tries, the bird finally managed to break a small piece of bread and eat it. Being moved by what he had seen, he suddenly realized that similar to the bird, he needed persistence, that he should not be disappointed too quickly, even after a few years of hard effort. And so, Mulla Hussein Qulli Hamedani continued his spiritual journey and reached a very high level of mysticism, of Irfan. And he then became an inspiration to countless others. Furthermore, Imam Ali alayhis salam has said, "High courage and feasting do not go together." And in the following verse, which I will read in a second, some scholars consider the water which is introduced in this verse to represent knowledge and wisdom, and that this verse, which is to come, indicates that man can gain anything through persistence. And the verse can be found in chapter number 72, verse number 16. Again, that's chapter number 72, verse number 16. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. If they are steadfast on the path of Allah, we shall provide them with abundant water. Thanks for listening to this special Ramadan episode of Dialogue. We look forward to having you listen to our next episode. Until another program, until another time, fi amanillah. God bless you all, and Ramadan Mubarak.
نفحاته عادت بنا تعطي تجود بكل جود